Let's talk about the ceasefire that Iran and Israel entered into yesterday, less than 48 hours after President Trump did bomb Iran's nuclear facilities for Israel, causing a major MAGA meltdown on the right and from those on the left, causing people to cry that President Trump, quote, started World War III and that he has betrayed America for the Jews. Others, however, like myself, have a more measured response, a more reasonable, nuanced, accurate assessment of the situation, and we're obviously understandably concerned that this could blow up, and still may blow up, into something totally disastrous, but understanding that this is not the same as President Trump ordering an invasion of Iraq. And for probably 10 years or more, President Trump has said that he would not allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. Those negotiations failed, then Israel struck them, and then we, as always, did the heavy lifting for them, their dirty work, and took out the major nuclear reactors. At this point, the ceasefire may have been broken already, and this is how out of touch and uninformed so many people are online, on both the right and on the left. The ceasefire, which was agreed to, wasn't scheduled to occur for hours later after they finally announced it. Okay, hey, there is an agreement. And so countless people, mostly twits on Twitter, on X, were posting that the ceasefire agreement has already failed. President Trump's negotiation failed because Iran is still blasting missiles into Israel, even though the ceasefire literally hadn't even started yet at that point. And again, they may violate it. They probably will violate it. But the fact that Iran actually listened and participated in these negotiations, and at least agreed to this initial ceasefire, shows that this is good progress. Most upset about the ceasefire, however, is proud Jew and neocon extraordinaire, Mark Levin.
So we have a ceasefire. I hate this word, ceasefire. I really do. What's needed now is this, in my humble opinion. Iran should be forced to sign a surrender document, unconditional surrender. They lost their nukes. They've lost their air force. They have no ground-to-air protection. China didn't step in. Russia didn't step in. Not a single Arab country stepped in.
Now, he is right about that, which shows that the panickins, those who are panicking, get it? Sorry, I have to spell things out for some people because they just don't get it. They're just so brain dead. The panickins still were screaming about World War III, even though the other major nuclear powers that would be aligned with Iran said nothing and did nothing about President Trump getting involved.
The supreme Nazi is hiding in a bunker, much like Adolf Hitler did. Adolf Hitler wasn't thrown a lifeline. I'm very much interested in seeing how this plays out. I really am.
Well, of course you are, and we all know why. Others of us, however, have Israel fatigue. You've heard of black fatigue, right? You're not supposed to say this, but many of us have Israel fatigue because, quite frankly, we're just tired of hearing about their problems and always getting sucked into them. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here because, obviously, you're not going to find independent, honest, and nuanced analysis like this anywhere else. Aside from Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham is probably the second most upset person. This is a parody tweet, by the way. This is not real. But this is really probably how he feels. I can't believe we have a ceasefire already. Everything is gone. All I've worked for in 30 years is gone. And I know some of you uninformed and pessimist people are saying that President Trump said something about doing a regime change over there. And I told you yesterday that he was just trolling, that he has no intention of having us get involved in that. At least officially, I'm sure the CIA is like coordinating with that. But as far as getting our troops over there like we did in Iraq. And so here is Caroline Levitt clarifying, well, what should have been obvious.
When the president is floating the idea of regime change, how does he believe that should be accomplished? Through the Iranians, the Israelis, or the Americans? The president's posture and our military posture has not changed. The president was just simply raising a question that I think many people around the world are asking. If the Iranian regime refuses to give up their nuclear program or engage in talks, we just took out their nuclear program on Saturday night, as you all know. But if they refuse to engage in diplomacy moving forward, why shouldn't the Iranian people rise up against this brutal terrorist regime? That's a question the president raised last night. But as far as our military posture, it hasn't changed.
And you got to admit that this AI-generated meme about some of the more pessimist, if not paranoid, people on our side is quite hilarious. And it's perfectly normal to be concerned, to be extremely concerned, and to still be concerned about the situation. We certainly aren't out of the woods yet. But if you saw my video yesterday, you saw that many MAGA, many on the right, delved into the world of paranoia and were probably hiding in their bunkers, taking their potassium iodide to try to prevent their thyroid from absorbing the nuclear radiation from the bombs. And we're supposedly going to drop any minute now. And that's why this quote from Mark Twain is one of my favorites about fear. There's two different versions of this quote. One is probably a little bit more accurate, but they still convey the same sentiment. You know, how sometimes quotes get repeated and then slightly paraphrased, and then that becomes the supposed quote, but it's not the exact word for word. But this is one of the quotes where he said, "I've suffered a great many catastrophes in my life. Most of them never happened." Get it? Because the fear is paralyzing. Fear is an illusion most of the time. It is a prison. It is the thing that robs people of peace of mind, of success, of happiness in the vast majority of cases. Here's another version of it. "I've had a ton of worries in my life, most of which never happened." But fear is exciting. And people love the fear porn. They love hearing about and thinking and imagining the possibility of World War III and, you know, total Mad Max style out there. And as I predicted yesterday, many MAGA are deleting their tweets, condemning President Trump for starting World War III and, you know, turning his back and selling out America. Many MAGA on the right will ultimately go back and delete all those tweets and pretend that they never said such things and that they were always on board with President Trump. If this thing smooths over and if this is the only involvement that we have and things settle down over there, which hopefully they will. Sadly, there are even some in my own comments section who have no idea what's going on. People like this who posted, "Mark Dice is suddenly very trusting of Israel," when I posted that the ceasefire was agreed upon. Posting the insinuating, chin-scratching emoji as if there's like some sinister motive about me posting that, trying to lull people into a false sense of security. And people like this, "Mark Dice sure has a subtle way of shilling for Israel. He supports the most Zionist administration in American history, unconditionally." I mean, honestly, when Trump is bashing Massey, it's Congressman Thomas Massey, okay? The only congressman who's not bought by AIPAC, he's just trolling? Some serious level of delusion. No, I didn't say he was trolling when he was attacking Massey, okay? He's attacking Massey because President Trump has kind of a big ego, and anybody who disagrees with him on anything is automatically seen as an outsider and an enemy, okay? And I said that he was trolling when he was talking about a regime change over there in Iran, okay? We're not going to get involved in that. And people like this who responded to a clip of Steven Crowder arguing that the United States should cut ties with Israel if it continues to conceal its nuclear weapons program. Now, for those who don't know, Israel never admits that they have nuclear weapons. Everybody knows that they have it, but they just play this game like, "Oh, well, I mean, maybe we do, maybe we don't." And so then somebody tagged me in this tweet saying, "Well, didn't Stephen get the call from the Jews?" Mark Dice sure did. Yes, I sure did. That's why I'm the only conservative in the million sub club who has talked about the Lavon affair, a false flag admitted, widely documented false flag attack that Israel conducted in the early days of the creation of their country to blame on their Muslim neighbors in order to get more sympathy for the creation of their new country. And yes, I know all about the USS Liberty. A lot of people obsess about this, but they still are so uninformed. They have no idea about the Lavon affair, which is actually a much, much better example, because the USS Liberty incident, which I won't even get into here, you can go and look it up. they still have a cover story for it. There still is some plausible deniability. There is no plausible deniability for the Levant affair. It is a widely documented, admitted false flag attack where Israel blew up a bunch of stuff and then blamed the Muslims to say, oh my God, they hate us so much. Look at what they're doing to try to stop the creation of our country. And if you really want to get yourself up to speed on a lot of these issues that you'll never hear talked about in any of the mainstream conservative podcasts, YouTube channels, and certainly not Fox News and Newsmax, etc., then whatever you do, do not go and order any of these books, which I would never encourage you to do because that would be anti-Semitic. Okay, so do not go and read The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy by John Meschmeyer and Stephen M. Walt, or The Holocaust Industry by Norman Finkelstein, who, if you can't tell by his name, is Jewish. His family, I believe, were Holocaust survivors. And, I really shouldn't say anything more about this book, because then I would get myself in a big trouble. But definitely don't read that. Or The Culture of Critique, An Evolutionary Analysis of Jewish Involvement in 20th Century Intellectual and Political Movements by former Cal State Long Beach professor Kevin McDonald. A book which was banned from Amazon back in either 2019 or 2020. I've covered this numerous times over the years. Go look up my videos on banned books on Amazon. And this isn't written by some, you know, crazy Nazi who self-published his book. This is a sociology professor who wrote this as like his dissertation on the issue, but certain facts are a little bit too much for people to take. And so a certain lobbying group got this book and many others banned from Amazon. So certainly do not go over to eBay or Better World Books or thriftbooks.com and order a copy. I mean, I certainly would not have ordered one for myself to not only read, certainly wouldn't have ordered a second copy just to keep as a collector's item to then sell someday in the future when it's worth probably thousands of dollars because it's so rare, being a banned book. I really don't like talking about tragedies and war and the problems going on halfway around the world in the Middle East, but I think at least there is a silver lining, or maybe a silver lining to this cloud, in that if this successfully blows over and things calm down over there, then maybe, finally, after decades, we can stop having to listen to Israel bitch and complain about Iran 24/7.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon.
See the date on this? This is like a week ago, but just wait for it.
In a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months.
They have the wherewithal,
2018.
Stored up preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly if they wanted to do it.
Iran is so dangerous.
2015.
Weeks away from having the fissile material.
Weeks away, a decade ago.
For an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
They're very close. They're 6 months away from being about 90% of having the...
6 months away back in 2012.
Enriched uranium for an atom bomb.
Iran is gearing up to have to produce 25 bombs, atomic bombs a year, 250 bombs in a decade.
Ladies and gentlemen, time is running out.
It's running out. 30 years ago almost, in 1996.
Iran will be capable of producing alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
So hopefully this means that we can get back to talking about the issues that matter for America, like deporting the tens of millions of criminal invaders who have invaded our country, and making racist jokes great again, like this guy.
What would you do if you woke up black?
Blame everyone else for my laziness and shortcomings.
Huh?
Yeah, I said it, and if you got a problem with that, then you're a loser and a snowflake, and you have no sense of humor, so you might as well just go somewhere else. But if you like these kinds of jokes and uncomfortable facts and opinions, then support me on Locals for $5 a month. It's a private blog. It's owned by Rumble. It's where I post the clips and commentary that's a little bit too spicy to be including here on YouTube. Your sponsorship helps support my work. It is greatly appreciated. So click the link in the description below, head on over there, and check it out.